Kim Mitchell's doing his rock and roll duty on the queue. He's always doing that, whether he's in the studio or on the radio or on the stage. And speaking of which, when I was working in Kamloops Radio, I saw you play there, and when the curtain went up, there was the entire band all playing drums at the same time, and I thought that was the greatest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, that was a version of the band where we had a few drummers, and, you know, everybody's a drummer.
Yeah.
I mean, people driving around the cities are all drummers, but we had three pretty good drummers in the band, so I thought, why don't we just start the show with three drummers and three Battle Scar, which Rush did with us, and we'll do that with three drummers. And the keyboard player in that band ended up moving to Los Angeles and becoming a very successful record producer. Good song on 21's Katy Perry's record. Adele's record.
Oh, yeah.
Did all of Katy Perry's records. And, yeah, did One Republic's Apologize, all that stuff. And I'm actually working with him right now on a new project. So.
I also remember playing Check on the radio in Kamloops, and that looks like the kind of thing someone might have written when they were on tour.
That's really funny. On the royalty check, we saw that it got played once. So that one must have been you.
Oh, nice.
But I also remember at the time our management and record company both are going, you're not going to put that song on the record. I mean, that's kind of useless tune. We're like, man, it's like a crowd favorite.
Well, I'm glad I could get a check to you. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I think I might have gone to the store and bought a pack of gum.
Yeah. Now, the party box set, as you said, has a beautiful vinyl edition, 8 discs there. So thanks for bringing warmness back. There are pros and cons to both digital and analog. Do you prefer analog?
It depends on what I'm listening to. But I think as human beings, our ears are better suited for analog and the warmness of vinyl. I think in the world of digital, which I call digital Satan, I mean, it's way better than it was when it first came out, but there's frequencies happening that we don't hear. You know, it's kind of zeros and ones, and that's kind of it, whereas, it's on an oil-based product, vinyl, and so I guess I prefer, but if I'm listening to something that I want a lot of dynamic range with, like classical or opera, something like that, I prefer digital for sure.
We all, of course, including you, were very sad to lose one of Canada's greatest recently. We were scared last year that we were going to lose another one of Canada's greatest, namely you. So we're glad you're keeping on, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. I assume you're speaking of Gord Downie that
yes.
We did lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Gord and I wrote a song about a decade ago. And I'm the only one who has it and has heard it. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I might contact his family at some point. But it was really nice to work with Gord. And I saw him about a month ago because I re-recorded a Max Webster song, Diamonds, Diamonds, with Bare Naked Ladies. And we were all in the studio, and Gord was recording his last project. And having had a best friend die of glioblastoma, I could see where he was sort of in the process of that whole disease. And there was sort of an awkward moment, which was, he said, so how are you doing, Kim? And I said, well, actually, I'm okay. I had a heart attack a couple of years ago. And he goes, the room kind of went quiet. And then he kind of was looking at the floor, and then he looks up and he says, man, I'd kill for just to have a heart attack. And I felt so bad, you
oh,
know,
boy.
Yeah. But here's, what I try and think is that Gord, he got to do what he loved in his life, and he did it extremely well, and it's really not our call how long we get to do that for. You know, the universe has a plan for all of us, and we just don't know how long that's going to be.
Men make plans, and the gods laugh.
Well, exactly, yeah. I guess that's the case. So.
Women also.
Of course, yeah. I was thinking that when you said that, I thought, what should I do here? What should I say? my inner dialogue was going, just men?
Should I let him keep digging that hole, or should I throw him a rope?
Yeah. Well, hey, management walking down the hall right now to fire.
That's
it,
right. Kim, I appreciate your time very much, and congratulations again on the nice box set, and thanks again for decades and decades of great music.
Great, great, and thank you for all the support, man. Appreciate it.
The massive Max Webster Party box set is out now. You can read more about it and check out a video for the recently unearthed and rather smoking hot deep dive from 1982 on the Now page at theq.fm. And here's one of the remastered tracks on the Party. Remastered. Diamonds, Diamonds on 100.3 The Q.
She comes across like diamonds, diamonds, easy in love when the lights are low. She comes into focus, focus, the closer she gets, the more I know. She takes more whiskey than my wine, I wine. She comes across like diamonds, diamonds, easy in love when the lights are low. Never wanna be lost without you. She comes in.